let's all sing Pop Goes the Weasel.
Needs a refill.
I got a squad with a list of complainers. I should have started rape. Rappers against phony.
You're listening to the Beer Coasters Podcast, the number one self-absorbed beer show from coast to coast and every once in a while in between.
Hey, I'm Dylan, brewer at Cape Ann Brewery, and you're listening to the Beer Coasters.
My name is Charles Finkel, and I'm the founder and the president of the Pike Brewing Company here in Seattle. I'm glad to be on the Beer Coasters.
Blah, 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 I'm a beer, damn it!
Well, hello, and welcome to the Beer Coasters Podcast. This is an entirely self-absorbed beer show devoted to bringing you the best and worst in mostly American craft beer from coast to coast. And every once in a while in between. I'll be your host this week. This is Toby in Las Vegas, Nevada, and joining me is
Mike from Boston, Massachusetts.
And Crazy Dave from Temecula, California.
All right, so this is our weasel show.
Weasel. I think you can say it.
At least once or twice, right? Without getting like an R rating on the YouTube thing.
An explicit rating. I guess there's only so many shits you can say.
I don't know. Wait, oh, dang. There goes two of them now. Three.
All right. Well, what we're drinking today here on YouTube is the Alesmith Brewing Speedway Stout.
Oh, yeah.
Brewed with Kopi Luwak coffee.
Yeah.
So that's the theme of this week's show is the Kopi Luwak coffee. So we've got a couple of beers that we're going to be trying.
This one is quite rare.
Yeah.
I had to buy tickets for it and go and pick it up. And if I didn't pick it up by a certain time, it was going to like go back to the world or something. And
So thank you to Crazy Dave for hooking us up with this bottle. Because I can't get it here in Vegas.
Shout out to Crazy Dave.
No, you had to pick it up at the brewery. You couldn't get it anywhere else. They're not going to ship it. They're not going to put it in the stores. So
awesome. So very rare beer this week.
And, yes, but we're also doing another Kopi Luwak beer.
Yeah, yes, on the full show that comes out this weekend, there is one other beer we'll be trying. Actually, we'll be doing another YouTube
show.
Yeah, we decided we're going to do that, so we'll do a YouTube tasting of the De Molen Kopi Luwak as well. So, looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's a bunch of coffee beer tonight.
Yeah, a whole lot of weasel shit.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of
it's a shit show.
Some people may not know what Kopi Luwak coffee is.
What is it, Dave?
Well,
it's on your bucket. It's on your bucket list, right?
It's on my bucket. I haven't had the actual coffee yet, but I've had.
Well, we're going to.
Well, you know, I've actually had the Beer Geek brunch, and that's that was a McKellar beer that they use Kopi Luwak coffee. When they brewed that. But what the Kopi Luwak is, it's a civet. It's a little animal like you saw in the little in the thing that we did here.
The image.
Let me pull that image up again for those folks that weren't paying attention. That's the civet. So Kopi Luwak.
The one in particular, the Asian palm civet that makes the coffee.
Yeah, so this guy apparently eats only the best of the best of the coffee beans. And of course he can't digest them, but something happens in his digestive tract that makes the beans really, really good. And then you take them and he shits them out, and then people go and collect them and then roast them and make coffee out of them.
Yeah, so that's the interesting part, is they actually only go for the ripest coffee cherries. So they eat like the best cherries, but they can't. Obviously, they can't digest the coffee bean. So,
yeah,
a series of like enzymes and stuff that kind of work their magic along with other fruits that they eat. So, makes an interesting cup of coffee.
Yeah. But so this is the.
And hopefully some interesting beers.
Yeah. Well, this is Speedway Stout with the Kopi Luwak coffee.
Dave, you mentioned earlier about McKellar. That's probably the most popular Kopi Luwak.
I venture to say that it might have been the first one as well.
Yeah, the Beer Geek Brunch, which we did try. I tried it on the McKellar show, I believe, and Crazy Dave tried it on our breakfast show, Beer for Breakfast, I think.
Yeah.
something like that. So if you want to check out beercoasterspodcast.com, you can see the other two shows that we drank the McKellar beer on. So now we're just focusing on the Alesmith, and then later on we'll do the
Mullen.
Breweries de Mullen. Mullen.
All right.
So here we go.
Let's bust into this.
This is a fermentation conversation. Yeah.
Speedway Stout. Alesmith is out of San Diego, California. This is their annual or their year-round release of the Speedway Stout. It's an Imperial Stout, but this one is obviously brewed with the Kopi Luwak coffee. It comes in at 12% ABV. I don't know about any other ingredients in here, but...
Yeah, there's nothing on the website about it, but...
Yeah.
It's Speedway Stout with Kopi Luwak coffee.
Yeah, and they've had different versions of the Speedway with different types of coffee.
And this is with Ryan's coffee. They're the ones that
oh, yeah, the Ryan brothers, yeah.
Ryan brothers actually did the roast. Have the Kopi Luwak?
I think they're the ones that provided it, because they're saying that that if you read the back of your bottle, it says it.
Yeah. Well, I know Ryan Brothers is where they usually get...
A precise roasting sort of by San Diego's Ryan coffee. Brothers coffee leads to an extremely aromatic and exceptionally smooth final product. So, by the
actually
way...
Actually, just had way, some Ryan's Brothers coffee.
By the
I
way,
got
this
a pound of it.
This beer also
I love
was
Ryan Brothers. I'm a big fan. Cowboy Coffee.
Am I talking? Yeah, you guys can hear me, right?
Are you talking? Yeah. Are we talking over you? Yes, we are.
Great American Beer Festival 2008 Small Brewing Company of the Year. So, anyhow. Got a good...
It's my favorite brewery out of San Diego.
Got a pretty good size head on that. As we
I got
learned,
about a human finger.
I got a good... Two fingers ahead. As we learned that a Yeti finger might be quite larger than what we originally thought. Coaster Chris had found a Yeti foot impression at Disney World and kind of informed us that, you know, at least the
so Yeti measurement.
I'm guessing my head right now is probably a Yeti fingernail
or a Yeti hair.
Hey, we can't change our own measurements. Okay,
no, that's true.
We still have to stick with the beer coasters.
Man, if Yeti we could change our own measurement.
Woohoo! Right.
Well, they say black... that it's like the measure from here to here is the size of your...
Okay. It's black in color. There's a little
size
bit
of Yeti finger.
Kind of a caramel color highlight peeking through.
Yeah, it's black.
It's pretty dark.
Tan head. Really
on
nice
nose.
Head retention, too.
Yeah, I still got a full finger and a half still.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That roasty coffee flavor or
chocolate.
Chocolatey roastiness.
Oh, yeah.
Like a.
It's a nice, like a smooth chocolate.
Like a toasted in caramel.
When I first. The first whiff that I took, there was a little bit of a black licorice.
Yep.
But I'm not getting that now.
No,
it's
I
not,
actually.
It's more
just,
chocolate.
I actually just did.
Yeah?
Wow. I mean,
it's subtle, but you can definitely
very
intense
kind of a yeah. It's a big
man,
aroma.
It smells good.
Big roasted coffee goodness.
Taking a sip, yeah.
Hmm. Pretty big, thick mouthfeel.
Wow. Yeah, I was gonna say it's got a nice creaminess to it.
The thick, but it's super smooth. It's got some.
I don't know about you guys, but I've kind of got this almost acetic flavor in it.
Yeah, there is a little bit of acidity. Lots of chocolate and coffee, and there's a little bit of...
bitter
it
chocolate.
Dries up, too.
Yeah.
Roasty.
I mean...
There's kind of a milky sweetness, too. A little bit of like a sweet milk.
Yeah.
It's almost on the edge of... I should say it's on the edge of imperialness, but I mean, it is, what, 12%?
Yeah, 12%.
It's imperial, no doubt.
It definitely is.
It tastes... There's still a nice little creamy layer of head on top of this beer.
Yeah.
This is a full-flavored imperial stout. I'll have to say it's a bit different than...
I like how it's got that...
The normal Speedway, for sure. Yeah, I think it's smoother than the regular Speedway.
God, it's got like that acidity and bitterness is something that I really wasn't expecting. I mean, I know it's a little
but
bit,
but it's not so bad though, because I know there's a lot of imperial stouts out there that do really have that that super astringent bite to them, or that
coffee. It's not a
like the coffee bitterness bite.
It's not a coffee bitterness bite. It's more like a dryness to it that kind of just, you know. But it's just,
what are you, retarded?
What are you? Yeah, it's got this it's like when you do the coffee and you get the thing in your mouth, it's like
Wow.
Damn it, Dave.
Not sure how to even react to that.
What, I can't go full retard without getting a bunch of shit from you guys?
Not a big fan of that.
Yeah. Back to the beer.
How warm is your guys? Mine is not nearly cold at all.
Mine's cold, but it's not.
I'm getting I got a big mouthful of coffee on the last sip. The coffee was more.
It's so neat because it's such prominent. A nice, smooth, dry coffee. Like, it's not a smack you in the face like kind of coffee thing, you know.
It's big, but it's smooth.
It's the big smooth.
What would you guys pair with it? Would you pair anything with this beer?
Almost like the alcohol. It's almost like a little bit of bourbon barrel, but not there. You know what I mean? Like there's something missing from it, but there's still something very reminiscent of it being kind of barrel aged. Like it has that kind of bourbony something on the tongue.
There is some sort of a what I was thinking was like a tobacco woodiness.
Yeah.
You know, but not a really strong tobacco and not a really strong woodiness, but it was just like this subtle tobacco wood type thing. Something like that. But as far as a food pairing goes.
Right before I started this too, I got it for Christmas. There was a big old bar of Belgian chocolate. It was like, I don't know, 2 pounds or something ridiculous. Might have been a pound. It was about this big. And I had a piece of it, and it's got that same kind of bitter chocolate flavor in the beer than the chocolate has. I'm not really sure. I don't know if I would want to eat with this beer. This is the kind of beer for me, like, maybe have like after a meal, after dinner beer, sipping on this. It's big, it's full body, full flavor. I'll have to say I'm drinking it a lot quicker than I expected. I was thinking I was gonna
sip on it. It's not a chugging kind of a beer at all.
No, but it's surprisingly drinkable.
Considering I'm taking some big sips.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like I'm drinking this faster than I would a glass of wine, and it's practically just as strong.
I'm honestly stuck with food because,
you know,
I would like to just try other chocolates and dark fruits and stuff just to kind of see how the beer plays off of it.
But, I know what I want. Well, there's two things I can do. You guys think of some food pairings, and I'll be back in a minute.
Well, I would, if I was going to do any kind of chocolate, it would probably be something like a milk chocolate, something, I don't know, maybe chocolate covered raisins or something like that.
But I was thinking chocolate covered raisins because I thought, man, a mouthful of raisinettes would go good with this.
Yeah.
but then again, I don't know if that's the, a good pairing, but I do want little snack. Little bite-sized pieces of things to kind of see how the beer plays off of it, whether I have a bitter chocolate or a milk chocolate or a raisin or a cherry.
Well, if you had a chocolate fountain or something and you had little squares of pound cake and you could try that, you had little strawberries, you could try that, or you have pretzels.
Honestly, you take a bite of a marshmallow and then take a sip of this beer. It'd be phenomenal. Yeah. And those are the kind of things I think that would do well, having those little treats, kind of almost like a little dessert type sampler where you could have little bites of things.
Yeah. So. But nothing too strong, it wouldn't go with like a truffle or something like really, super rich or anything like that. Something pretty mild. And
I'm not sure what Dave's holding. I can't see. Yeah, really,
he kind of froze up.
What is it that you're holding there, Dave? Like roast beef or something? Oh, I can't hear him.
Oh, well.
I can't hear him. I don't know if he
no hashtag himself instant or... pairing for Dave today.
Yeah, I guess we'll see if we can get him back there. I'd say check this one out to my East Coast listeners, but good luck. And I think the bitter, you know, semi-sweet chocolate goes better than a milk chocolate does. Oh man, and that just it actually got a chance to warm up a little bit. All right, let's wrap this up. I'm gonna finish this beer while we're off the air here and do the rest of the show, which we have to do before it jumps into the next day for me here on the East Coast.
So just to let people know that we do rate these beers, we give it a out of 5 pints rating.
Yep.
But we do that on the last section of our show, which comes out on the weekend. So this is kind of a little teaser that we like to do here on YouTube. Get you to go check out the rest of the show, listen to the other beers that we're drinking, and hear what our final say on these beers and our ratings, which is, you know, out of 5 pints.
You get to hear us mispronounce a boatload of other things.
We
get to make up words and do really stupid things. But you know what? We have fun.
And we never said we were beer connoisseurs.
We always said we're this guy. Here's the thing. If you know, we'll talk about that more in the backwash segment. So we'll save that for later.
Real quick, Untappd gives the Speedway Stout Kopi Luwak from Alesmith a 4.28 out of 1,028 ratings.
Wow.
Damn. Yeah. Top places to drink this, the Albany Tap Room in Albany, California. Mr. Falafel in San Diego, California.
Nice.
And Spinelli's Pizzeria in New York, New York.
Really?
Sweet.
No way. How the hell did they get it?
Yeah.
Hey, Spinelli's.
I don't know. You know, somebody.
You better send me some of that weasel beer you got there. Or, you know.
So you have it, folks. Alesmith Brewing out of San Diego, California. That's their Speedway Stout brewed with Kopi Luwak coffee from Ryan Brothers. Shout out to Ryan Brothers in San Diego.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Ryan Brothers, by the way. I did some coffee decanter covers for them a while back, and I've always been a big fan of their coffees. If you get a chance, if you're in San Diego, get yourself some Ryan Brothers coffee. It's awesome. I'm a big fan of the cowboy coffee myself, but they have a bunch of different blends and styles and roasts and things. So check them out.
Cool. Thanks. And make sure you go to beercoasterspodcast.com. Check out the rest of the show. Check out all our other ridiculous shows. And make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel and give us a thumbs up and maybe give us a comment.
Yep.
Tell us that we're a bunch of retards.
Good comments, bad comments, doesn't matter.
Any kind of comments.
Come on.
Don't forget to also listen to us on iTunes.
Yeah.
All right.
Cheers.
Cheers, guys.
Oh, and check out our Breweries de Molen coming up soon.
Aces and Ales, Las Vegas' premier craft beer destination. With 22 beers on tap and over 80 rare bottles. And even get growler fills. Go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Aces and Ales logo, and print out your free draft beer voucher. That's Aces and Ales, now with 2 locations. Visit acesandales.com for more information. All killer, no filler.
Beer drinkers of the world, it's now time to check the headlines at the Beer Coasters Daily.
All right, everybody. Well, all you gotta do is topic.
Touch the tibby.
Just the tib.
Just touch the tibby. Let me just put the tibby in.
Come on, let's go.
Come on. Just put in the tibby.
Here we go.
Speaking of which, tonight's tibby comes to us from Two Girls, One Beer.
No.
That's where I saw
them. I miss them. I remember them from the Beer Bloggers Conference. And I feel like
we were supposed to have them on our show, we never did. I think we're going to have to reach out and show them.
Not that I've had any touch whatsoever, because that would get me in big trouble.
So this week they're showing us their tibbies.
So yeah, they put a video up here. It actually came from slate.com, but it's Love Craft Beer, Hate Silly Craft Beer Names. Watch
Love
this.
Craft Beer. Is that like some Scientology beer?
No. They're just going through all the crazy names that craft beers have, and you know they're making up a few and you know throwing a few real ones. Maybe they were all real. I don't know, but anyhow, a funny ass video. So if you go to our website and go to our Hot Topics link at the top of the page there, you'll see a link to it. Watch it; it's freaking hilarious. We'll reshare it too on the Beer Coasters Facebook page. So if you're friends with us on Beer Coasters Podcast on Facebook, then you can also see it there. Pretty freaking hilarious. Yeah. So definitely check it out.
We're gonna drink. I want to drink some more beer.
I want some beer with the.
It kind of sucks that we're not doing a full episode tonight because we're actually gonna get tore up on this.
We don't even need a full episode. We're only missing a beer or two.
But you're still gonna get tore up. That's the thing is we're not even doing a full show and we're still getting tore up.
Still getting tore up.
Especially you guys.
That's the plan.
Yeah, man. Dude, I'm pounding the whole 750, man.
I'm almost done with my 750.
I know. I got like that. I got like a half a glass myself. Left.
I'm gonna drink.
This is good.
Yeah, Dave, you should have had Beer Coaster Charlie come out and split that with you.
When is Beer Coaster Charlie gonna come out here?
So. Yeah.
Damn it.
What's up with that?
Beer Coaster Charlie.
Beer Coaster Charlie got
come
like a real
on,
job.
Come on, I'm gonna be in town.
He's got a real job.
Well, him and his girl, I'm sure his girlfriend would love to come visit you guys, too.
Yeah,
so you
I think
probably
she's been here already.
Vacation deal.
She was here
Has she
when
been there
we
already?
First moved here. I think she came, yeah. Because her and Renee drove her bug back.
So Charlie's just being a punk.
Yeah, he's just being a punk.
But I think... Yeah, Charlie, you got no excuse. Come on to Boston.
Stop being a punk.
Bring your camera. There's lots of old stuff you can take pictures of.
Yeah.
And drink some Boston beers. Come on.
Gemini Lounge. A chill new cocktail bar in Portland, Oregon. A gourmet bar food haven with creative cocktails, happy hour specials, drink specials, and great local beers on tap. Don't forget to go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Gemini Lounge logo, and print out your free draft beer voucher. Gemini Lounge is committed to supporting local and eco-friendly options. Local handmade and vintage art on the walls, and even 75% of the building materials were purchased from locally owned businesses. Located at 6526 Southeast Foster Road, Portland, Oregon. Great tunes, good vibes, it's Gemini Lounge.
Skipping over the pond and we're going somewhere in Europe or something.
The Netherlands,
and we're trying some more weasel poop beers.
It's our weasel show, folks. This is back-to-back tastings on YouTube. I hope you enjoy
and
it.
And Dave is sticking his
what the hell is he doing
air. I don't know, he's twerking or something. The weasel twerk,
I guess. That was he was assuming the weasel position.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
so
I
will not be trying this beer that we're doing here on YouTube. So I'm going to throw it to Beer Coaster Mike.
The beer that we're actually going to be trying right now also has, oddly enough,
Kopi Luwak coffee.
This is the De Molen's Kopi Luwak. And these guys are Dutch. Yeah. This brewery's out of the Netherlands. The ABV on this beer is, wow,
11.2. Bam.
Man. They don't mess around.
Yeah, no, the people up in the Netherlands got to get some drink.
I chose this one because we're actually going to do the Alesmith one before this. And someone said that this was more like a brown ale and would be more predominant of coffee flavors of the Kopi Luwak. I'm reading on the website, it says it's an imperial stout. So I'm hoping that it's more of a European
style of Imperial?
Imperial and not an American version of Imperial, and would make more sense of why someone would think that this was a brown ale, and why someone would mistake a brown ale for an Imperial Stout. I have no idea.
I don't know, but the website on their website, by the way, is Brouwerij G. De Molen, not Netherlands. It only says it's 9.5%, but the bottle here is showing 11.5. So
yeah, the bottle, the label says 11.5, and the 9.5, and we're wondering if this is some kind of European measurement of the ABV.
Well, I don't know, but alcohol by volume. That's the same
thing.
That's
a big difference there. Yeah.
You know, also on this, it says here, enjoy within 5 years. My date. What's the date on yours, Mike?
You know what? As most of you people know that I'm kind of tasting in the dark here, so I cannot find
on the back. It's right on the back, like that.
Tasting like in the dark.
That. On the back, there's a number, like mine at the bottom on the back label.
April 18th, 2012.
Oh, I got the same date.
All right, there you go.
All right, cool.
Shelton Brothers, shout out to Shelton Brothers.
What up? So we've had this beer. Belchtown,
Mass.
This beer's actually sat for a while. It's got a year of age on it. On the bottle, it does say they can age it for 5 years, keep cool and dark. Recommended drinking temperatures 10 degrees Celsius. This was made with water. Pale
Celsius.
It was made with water, pale brown Cara roasted barley malts.
Water?
Water.
They used water?
They put water in this.
Was it brackish?
I don't know what's going on. Malt porter, what the hell is happening up there? And it's
he's
got
not, no. He's Malt Porter's in Sweden. He's aren't not in close? The freaking Netherlands.
They're close, aren't they?
Well, closer than we are to them, but no, they're not close.
shows you folks what Americans really know about geography, right?
Well, at least one beer coaster. Yeah, Scandinavia. The whole, Scandinavia.
It's
not near the Netherlands.
It's probably not even the size of California. Right?
No, it's definitely not the size of California. All right. Can we crack this beer?
It also has a Premient bittering hops, coping like coffee, top fermenting. So, yeah, let's bust this open and check it out. Whoa!
On the pour, super dark.
A ton of head.
I got half glass, half head.
I got way too much head.
Yeah. Well, I mean... To clarify, just so people don't think that we're ignorant to this stuff, we know that is not a cat or a weasel that shits this.
It's a civet. Bean out,
okay? It's an Asian palm civet. We understand that, and we are telling you that now.
How do the,
so you
what
don't
the
come
Asians
back later
it?
And say that we're idiots, that we don't know that that we're eating cat shit coffee. No, we know that it's not a cat. It's related to the mongoose. Wow.
Why are you so ornery, Mike? Jeez.
You get to listen to the rest of the show to find out.
I guess so. We gotta check out the other
wait,
show.
I'll tell you. Wait till we get to Backwash this week. You wait.
I still have a ton of head. I mean, this pours out, by the
I
way.
I do too.
It pours out dark. it's a black. There's a slight brownish red highlight at the very, very bottom, if you can see it.
The aroma on this, for me, is completely different than the Alesmith. It's got kind of a fresh
fruity
vegetable.
Yeah, it's like a
kind of aroma to it.
Like a pepper, like a red pepper kind of.
Yeah, like a fresh pepper.
And that's going through a whole...
Yeah, like a bell. Like it's got a bell pepper kind of aroma to it.
That's three full fingers ahead, by the way, folks. Look at that.
Yeah, I got... I got a three finger now. But I had a whole heck of a lot before. A Yeti pinky, I guess. I'm hoping I can get the whole bottle into the glass here without...
It's almost got an irony kind of a smell, too. Almost like a meat.
Really? I'm not getting.
I don't know.
That,
like,
but I am getting that.
I got a bunch of head here.
Kind
I got
of vegetal.
Well, why don't you go ahead and take a sip there, and I'll.
Well, I kind of have to work past this head a little bit, so I was gonna see if I can pinpoint anything else in the aroma. I am getting a little bit of coffee now coming through, like fresh kind of coffee grounds.
God, man, I'm not getting any of that yet. No, by the way, on the bottle, EBCs are 256 and EBUs are 25.
Because the Europeans have to have a different bitterness unit. Yeah,
their own way of doing things.
Yes, I just rolled my eyes, okay?
You know what? I'm going to just mustache filter this.
Taking a sip, yeah!
Wow, this is very coffee forward. Not so much...
Big coffee.
Yeah.
Coffee has a bitterness
and a dryness to it. A really dryness to it.
Dries right up. Almost, there's absolutely no aftertaste. You have a little bit of that coffee flavor on the tongue, but it's gone. Like, you want to take another sip.
Mm. Got a real good strong vanilla note too on it now.
Yeah.
This is like iced coffee almost.
It's a lot like iced coffee, actually. Yeah, it's kind of like a prickly.
Is it like
iced coffee?
Frappuccino? It's got
the vanilla.
Frappuccino.
More like a crappuccino.
Whoa. Did somebody say frappuccino? I am the great Camille Rock.
We had two viewers, and now we're back down to one.
Yep, they're gone.
Oh, now we're down to zero.
Yeah, there is that kind of spicy kind of...
That pepperiness is still there.
Veggie peppery. Yes. Big, big coffee flavor. I'm actually getting more coffee from this beer than I did with the Alesmith.
Yeah. You know, with the Speedway Stout, it was much more creamier.
It was creamy and had more of the
chocolatey.
That roasted roastiness from, not that there isn't a really big coffee roast in this beer, but it didn't have that same kind of, Speedway Stout kind of roasted roastiness coming through.
Mm-hmm. No, this is definitely much more dry, much more.
Yeah. Very dry. The coffee forward. Hoppiness, I don't know. I mean, it's bitter, but I'm thinking it's bitter from the coffee and it dries up, but I wouldn't be able to tell you what kind of hoppiness is coming out of this.
I can't get over that pepperiness of this, like a roasted red pepper. Man,
Yeah, it is. It's got a weird kind of... Yeah, it's like vegetables, fresh vegetables. It's kind of odd.
You know what it kind of makes me want to have is a roast beef sandwich with avocado and alfalfa sprouts.
All right. I can see the roast beef for sure. Like a really kind of maybe even like a French dip kind of roast beef. I could go for with something like this. Really interesting. Amazing how different this is from the Alesmith. Speedway Stout. Big. I'll also say that as far as this beer being from the Netherlands,
it's big. It's big
compared to what we what we've experienced in the past with any beers from the Netherlands.
I would say even from Europe. I mean this is in your face. I mean they're not holding back here at all.
Yeah. No. It's big. It's still a very big beer.
I mean, and you're saying that there's not much of a hop, but I get like bitterness that's not coffee bitterness. I get a hop bitterness.
I do get a bitterness, but what I'm saying is they really put the coffee flavor forward. Like, I think they want you to taste what this Kopi Luwak
is.
The Kopi Luwak coffee is supposed to taste like.
Now, have you actually? I've never had Kopi Luwak coffee.
No, I haven't had it.
Damn it. I'm going to have to go find some
coffee. It's one of those things where I definitely have to... it's on my list. I'm not going to say bucket list because I think it's kind of silly, but... although I just said it, so... A very interesting flavor. The roast beef, like Dave was saying, was good. I think something that very kind of a salty, beefy dish would be good. With this.
Yeah, hey, I'm still here, guys.
What's up, Beer Coaster Toby?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, buddy?
Hey.
How you doing?
So the Kopi Luwak from Brugge de Molen out of the Netherlands here on Untappd comes in at a 3.98 out of 1,009 ratings.
And the top
three places to drink this on Untappd is the number one place is the Adastrat. It's a highway somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
And the number two place is the SD so Tap much for Room. Don't in drink San Diego, and drive. Yeah.
Just pull on over to the rest area and pound down.
That's one of the top places to drink this beer on the highway, man.
Adastrat actually is in the Netherlands, guys.
There you go.
There's a street called Adastrat. So maybe someone's just drinking on the street. Who knows? But whatever.
Yeah.
And people are so drunk when they leave the bar that they don't remember the bar's name. They just remember the street they're on.
It hits you as they're walking to Adastrat Street.
Right.
Or Adastrat. I don't know how
you pronounce it. Adastrat. And the number two place is the SD Tap Room in San Diego, California.
Nice.
The number three place is the Beer Shop in Davis, California.
Cool. And by the way, I just got another Untappd badge. Sky's the limit. You don't always intend to go for beers with double-digit ABV, but when you do, you make it count. Cheers to you. Be careful. 10% and up can really pack a punch.
So there you have it, sweet folks. That is the Kopi Loak from Brewerige de Molen.
Sweet beans.
And don't forget to go to beercoasterspodcast.com to listen to the full show. We've got the
De Molen.
The Alesmith Speedway Stout with Kopi Luwak Coffee. Ali Cookies says, life is not all about sex and beer. There are ranks, degrees, and subdegrees of suborbital graphs to be looked at. Tweet of the week,
yeah. Time for some backwash. Let's check the Beer Coasters email and hotline.
Hey, it's backwash. We haven't had this in a while.
Backwash. Yeah. We got backwash.
Time for some backwash. Well, some beer coasters, only email and hotline. Yeah.
We only do the good ones. So
the good ones are the ones that actually show up.
Yeah, the good ones are the ones we do on the show. So here we go.
I mean, the ones that people actually send to us?
Yes.
Like, most of the time, people are just too afraid to send, like, click send. They're like, no, just wouldn't be appropriate.
I guess.
No. Yeah. And we'll never get on the show. I'm not going to even bother these guys.
They're never going to read my backwash. No. We read it all. And anytime we get a phone call, we play it on the show.
Plus, so, of course, we have technical difficulties, which happens often as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't that happen with Craft Beer Hound?
Yes.
I believe it did. Something happened with that.
Sorry, guys.
I think she's boycotting beer coasters right now.
Yeah. So this one was posted on our Facebook wall, and it comes from Gasthaus and Goza Brauerier.
So let's butcher some more Bahnhof German, shall we?
So it's basically when we did our Goza show. Goza.
Just goes to show you.
Yes. Last week, we got some backwash from the brewery of the beer we were drinking on our YouTube special. Yeah.
Social media is working, folks.
Our fermentation conversation. So it was Bayerisch. Oh, my gosh.
Dude, don't even try.
Bahnhof. You said it anyway. Good enough. Read on.
So yeah, check out our show from last week, the Goza show. Yeah, and you'll see it there. Anyway, so here it goes. Thanks to the guys of Beer Coasters for this.
Here it goes.
That's not Italian. Here it goes.
It's very nice.
He's from what's it like you, who's not Uzbekistan.
Uzbekistan.
My glorious nation of Kazakhstan. That's right. There you go.
Okay, so it says,
very nice.
Thanks to the guys of Beer Coasters for this funny, easygoing review of the original
funny
Leipziger Goza, which is, by the way, from Leipzig and is not brewed with brackish water.
Why? But they put salt in it. They put water in it. Doesn't that not mean that it's...
If you have any questions, brackish. We'd love to send you details about our beer, its history, right. and the German language itself.
We're going to get the history of the whole German language from these guys. This is going to be awesome.
Apropos, we
Nine
are...
with the pronunciation, guys!
Apropos, we are just now preparing a shipment of our winter goza with cardamom, right. clove, and nutmeg.
What the hell is cardamom?
Cardamom's, it tastes like cinnamon, but it's more of a root. Like,
sometimes I give a card to my mom for her birthday.
No, that's different. A cardamom.
Sometimes.
Cardamom, it tastes very much like cinnamon. Like, a lot of people wouldn't even be able to tell the difference between cinnamon and cardamom.
So if you were to take like a whole like tablespoon and put it on your tongue, would it like completely just dry the hell out of your mouth?
Yes, but it's not quite like that because it's more, it's like more from a root as opposed to cinnamon sticks.
Okay.
Anyway, go ahead.
So yeah, cardamom, clove, and nutmeg to, they're sending it to Be United International in the United States, which I'm guessing is the, distributor?
Yes, I would assume so, yes.
Their beer to the U.S.? Anyway, so winter goza, that sounds awesome. With cardamom, clove, and nutmeg? I want to check
it
out.
Well, I'm assuming that the other goza that we had was like the summer goza, so if they got a winter goza, we ought to check that out. Probably a little bit more time appropriate, so we'll have to keep an eye out for that. And, you know, if you guys want to send it some directly to us, we'll be happy to accept some. Just hit us up on Facebook and we'll set you up with some addresses or something.
Yeah, so, or, yeah, but or you know, backwash hey, thanks, at beercoasterspodcast.com.
Yeah, you know, thanks for checking us out. Or hey, let's throw them our phone number. Maybe they'll call us and tell us some German, you know, pronunciations of this stuff.
Oh, you mean 339-225-9274?
Yeah, that's
339 backwash without the C.
Without the C.
Oh, don't confuse them now. I mean, just give them the phone number.
But the US, what is this? I was just talking about the U.S. international code, which I think is 001.
Did they everyone knows so the U.S. 001, international code. We don't, you know.
Well, everybody but Americans.
Yeah. We don't call nobody else. So, yeah, give us a call. Send us some more backwash. Send us a beer. We'll be happy to talk about it on the show some more.
Yeah.
So, thanks, though. Thanks for reaching out, guys. Yes, we appreciate
it. Thank you, Bahnhof. Bayerischer Bahnhof. Okay, and there was actually a response to that post on Facebook, and I'm going to throw it to Crazy Dave.
Oh. Brian Golat says, those three are the most retarded and or stupid, quote, beer connoisseurs, unquote, I've ever seen. Can't even spend the time to learn how to pronounce Leipzig, Freigeist, or Goza.
Which I think we just pronounced for you. Fine.
Yeah.
You know, the reality is, dude, homeboy, I looked up your Facebook profile. You're in Germany.
You live in Germany. So,
I mean, I live in San Diego, okay? It's like I'm from of a Hispanic background. German is not my native language, you know?
And I think even a second language to any of us.
We even said that on the show about how we butcher the German language.
And we do. And so. It's not just the German language. We butcher just about any other language. If we get a Japanese beer, we will destroy that. If we get a beer from Sweden, we will destroy that. No matter where it comes from, it's going to get mispronounced.
That's kind of one of the things I wanted to say is, you know, as far as, you know, stupidity goes, you know, if he even took the time to learn anything about the beer coasters, he would know that it's a stupid show and we pronounce things, you know, stupidly, and we make our own damn words. And as far as using the word retarded, well, he's just an insensitive prick for using something like that. I mean, that's ridiculous. There's no need for that whatsoever. But yes,
how did the Bostonians say it, Mike?
Don't get me going in the Bostonian accent.
Is this like some retarded?
Yeah. But, you know, to even use that, it's just an insensitive ass. Now we know that trolls, they live in Germany too.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So thanks for coming out from under your bridge, guy.
Yeah.
No, but really, though, we never I mean, I personally don't consider myself a beer connoisseur.
No,
you know,
and
I'm very
never
happy.
Said that. We've always I'm said happy. We're just a you know three guys. We sit down. We enjoy beer. We love beer. You know, and we but do it mostly American craft beer. So
it is interesting that it's probably the first time that this guy has seen one of our shows and one of our clips on YouTube. And it is interesting that he did decide to refer to us as, even though it was in quotations, beer connoisseurs.
Yeah, I'm sure he uses the word loosely.
Well, you know, and I always like to kind of play the devil's advocate and kind of talk about, you know, like what someone else says. And
you do? No.
Well, this is actually what, you know, Gosshaus and Goza Brewery actually said about it. And I had to translate it because they had two parts to their message. We read the English part of it, but there was another part in front of it that was in German. And it translated, it reads, in the U.S., the market for special beers in recent years has exploded. For the beer drinkers, then developed quickly a beer connoisseur. And these three gentlemen who leave in a relaxed atmosphere and funny rating of our Goza and get one of the other node in the tongue in pronouncing the German words.
Yeah.
So,
now,
they're the ones that called us the beer connoisseurs, not us.
Yes.
You know, and thanks for thinking that we're connoisseurs. You know, we do appreciate beer. We do like it. You know, whether or not we're an authority on beer is a whole other story.
I can't say pretty confidently that we know a hell of a lot more about beer than this Brian does. I'll say that right now.
Well, we may not know much about Goza beer. I mean, it was the first time ever trying it. But, you know, I would think of the – I mean, how many beers have you untapped on Untappd, Mike? I mean, different beers have you tried?
I don't know. Over 1,000.
1,000?
Like, but unique beers, probably close to 800, I think.
Where are you at, Toby?
Unique, about 700, almost 800. But the thing, yeah. Okay, the thing a bit, okay, so I didn't translate the first part of that. I saw that it was in German, and I just figured that the second half was the translation.
And we're sorry, Brian, that we didn't read German fluently enough for you. We really apologize for not reading the German ahead of time before we recorded the show here. Okay? We're sorry.
I think we're giving Brian too much attention.
Yeah. Let's stop.
Well, what is this? Maybe the second.
Hey,
it's like the second negative comment. In the history of 5 years of doing the show, it's the second negative comment, I think, that we've ever received.
Thanks to
YouTube. What are those other guys? What are those other guys called? Yeah. It's always on YouTube. You know, like these people on YouTube just freaking hate us.
Yeah.
But you know what? Hey, you know what though? Like I said, we're just out here to drink beer, talk about it, have some good times. You know, if you disagree with us, you think we're
and another thing, well, Brian, that's your Germans opinion. Don't make the best beer, so there.
Yeah. Oh, damn. Yeah, you guys and your Ryan High School Bowl.
Hey, I like the Goza. I thought that was pretty good.
I did like the Goza. I'll say I like the Goza as well.
It was pretty good. It was. I got to give it that.
And like
it actually reminded me of home with that briny aftertaste, the salt air here in New England.
Oh, yeah, we get that you guys aren't
a
using
fisherman's
brackish
brew,
water.
If
we were
you will.
Just messing.
Or sorry, so, okay, brew. So we fisherman's brow. Sorry,
a brow.
So we
you guys don't even spell Germans. They don't even spell beer correctly.
Yeah.
I gotta end it there, guys. I'm wrapping it up. Thanks for the backwash.
What the hell do Germans know about beer, anyways?
And here we go. Last call. All right, guys.
Last call. Coming up.
All right, everybody. Last call.
Awesome. Thanks, Dave.
That's what happened when you drink Hopi Luwak coffee beers.
Yeah.
You get a 30-second last call.
All right. So let's do some ratings on the beers.
Wait. Before we do the ratings, we still have some more. We still got some more about our backwash that we were talking about. You know.
Oh, yeah.
Homeboy was straight dissing us because we were like, we didn't do our research on the German language. And, you know, we don't know about beers and everything. You know, the reality was, we were giving this beer a pretty decent rating, you know?
Yeah. Right? We were actually stoked on the beer.
Yeah. And he's all talking shit. Like, you know, what the fuck, homie?
Yeah.
So.
Whatever, dude. Okay, so pint ratings. Mike, what you got?
Wow. So, for the fermentation conversation beer, the Alesmith Speedway Stout with a Kopi Luwak coffee. Wow. That's all I have to say about this beer. If I could give it more than a 5, I would give it more than a 5, but I can't give it more than a 5, so I'm giving it a 5.
Wait, Mike, are you giving it a 5?
I absolutely love Speedway Stout.
Yeah.
And this was better than Speedway Stout.
Wow.
It had that smoothness.
Smooth.
That the Speedway is missing that I had no idea was missing in the first place.
Yep.
So that's why I have to give this a 5 or more, even though I can't give it more. For the tasting flight beer, the Demolin Kopi Luwak.
Fermentation part 2.
Yes, or the fermentation part 2. Yes, because Dave actually got the same beer as me, which is cool because we could kind of compare and contrast. This one was more coffee forward. It had more coffee flavors. I'm not quite sure about the fresh vegetable aspect of this beer. The coffee was amazing, but there's something weird about this fresh vegetable thing.
I wonder if it was just kind of spoiled a little bit. Might have been. I mean, it was over a year old, right?
It didn't taste spoiled per se.
It didn't, because I've had some that fresh vegetable. Like I've had the Bellis Point had some beers with the chili peppers, and it had a very fresh kind of green vegetable flavor to it, and that's very similar to what this had. I'm not quite sure why in a beer like this, but still a really good beer. I almost want to give it a 5, but and I know we can't give it a point. You know, a 4.75, so I'm going to give it a 4.5.
Wow.
Just the Alesmith one just blew me away so bad that it would be hard to have a beer that could compare. As far as coffee stouts go, that one was top-notch. This is top-notch as well, don't get me wrong. And I do like the fact that more coffee came out of the Demolin than the Alesmith, but the Alesmith had just a
plus one about it.
Well, it was just so much more balanced. It was more of a beer. It wasn't just coffee. It had the roastiness and the it was the whole package, so to speak. Where this is very coffee forward and a nice, you know, had a nice stout flavor to it, but
It had all the shit with less anus.
Exactly. There you go.
The Demolin had more, a little bit more of the anus in there.
Yeah. I don't know. You can't say
so
that.
Dave, what do you?
Come on.
No, I can't because I didn't have the Demolin.
You know, so, Dave, what do you think about Alesmith? What do you get to say?
Yeah.
You know, well, first let me go with the Speedway Stout. I mean,
yeah.
This is freaking.
That's the Alesmith. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty deep into some beer right now. I'm not sharing with anybody.
No pun intended.
You're weasel deep.
Dude, I am knee deep in this weasel shit.
Yeah, see, I got them side by side.
I know.
You can't compare.
So anyhow, Alesmith, Speedway Stout, Brew Kopi Luwak Coffee. Mike pretty much nailed it. Like, you know, if you like Speedway Stout and you think it is probably
I know what I'm talking about.
It's probably one of the best beers that's out there. you don't know that there's something missing until you try this. I mean, it is absolutely phenomenal. And I am going to really put it out here. Not that I'll be able to ever compare them because they don't make it anymore, but it might knock off the Stone Kona Coffee Macadamia Coconut Porter off my top list of beers.
Wow.
That's
heavy.
This is pretty. They're both coffee beers. I mean, one's a porter, one's a stout. But this stuff's amazing. I mean, it's got this fullness, this flavor.
It's magical. This
taste. I mean, yeah, man. It just. I mean, I'm
feeling the magic.
I really feel like I do not ever have to shoot heroin because I've had this beer.
That's right. We didn't chase the dragon. We chased the weasel, bitches.
He was thinking about it.
I mean, I was like looking. I was walking down the street looking for some black tar.
Thank you, Speedway. Thank you, Alesmith, for saving me from the crack.
Saving me from fucking heroin.
Thank you for saving me from being a junkie.
I mean,
I'm just gonna drink your beer.
I feel like I don't even have to bust a nut tonight, you know?
Oh, that's awesome.
Wow.
That's how good this is.
Now, if that wasn't the most ringing endorsement from a beer coaster ever, I don't know what it is. I mean, I don't think any beer will get that kind of praise. As a matter of fact, I think I'm going to have to conjure up an award.
I think Alesmith needs to put that on their website. Yeah. In quotations. I didn't even have to bust a nut. Beer coaster, crazy Dave.
So what about the DeMolin?
DeMolin. Now, the interesting thing about this is it has a wonderful, wonderful coffee complexity to it. I mean, there are layers and layers and layers on top of each other on this. You know, you've got that like Mike talked a little bit, that little bit of vegetalness to it, that roasted pepper kind of thing going on. But the coffee is up front, it's in your face, and you've got levels of coffee here that just want to sing and talk to you. And
damn.
I mean, it's
are we
good.
Are we romancing these freaking beers this week or what?
Seriously.
Like, it wants to sing, it wants to talk to you, it wants to caress you.
We are laying these beers down by the fire.
Oh, yeah. Questions and queries on the Kobe Luwak beer, call the Beer Coaster Hotline.
It's a lady.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Can I buy you a weasel beer sandwich?
I'm not even going to have to butt the nut after drinking this.
No, all right, come on. DeMolin, okay. What do you think?
I think it's fantastic. I mean,
vegetal coffee goodness.
It's not on the level of greatness of the Speedway. It's different, but it's close. I mean, the Speedway...
I think it is it's on the level. It's just a different...
It's different.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's
I, you know what? I'm going to hit these both with you know... With the double Pentecost here, I mean this shit's amazing.
Pentecost, nice.
You know, like seriously, like the pagan gods are doing a dance.
Don't forget your goat leggings.
Don't forget your goat leggings.
No, seriously, I'm giving both of these guys a five. I mean, they're different in their own respects, and they both got qualities that I think are incredibly admirable, and I think that these are. Really what Imperial Stouts should be shooting to do.
Yeah.
You know, and the fact that they put, that they got these wonderful smooth coffee flavors into them, I mean, it's just epic. It really is. So yeah, I gotta go with the I can't drive 55!
Wow. Five. Damn. Crazy Dave. All right, Toby, what do you think of Alesmith?
Well, now I feel like I have to give it a five because, I mean...
You don't have to.
Just because you I really gave it don't. A five...
Listen, no. Here's the thing about this, okay? Like you said, taste is subjective. All this stuff is completely subjective.
You can say that this tastes like ass,
although I will mention, too, that some of these words and the pronunciation of these words... are a bit subjective because I've heard them pronounced a few different ways.
Yeah. No, I'm going to go five pints also. I mean, this... Okay, now, Dave, you mentioned something about how you have the Speedway, and then you don't know what's missing until you have this. I wouldn't say that the Speedway was ever really missing anything.
Well, that's what I'm saying. About, no. You never knew that. There was nothing ever missing from it.
But when you think you've tried something that's the best of that particular category, and then you have something like this,
it's like,
you're like, oh, now I can't give it a 5+.
It's a lot like when you're. It's a lot like when you're f***ing, and then when you're f***ing on coke.
Wow, he really just said that on the show, folks. I thought that was kind of like the stuff that you kind of keep to yourself or keep like off mic. You don't really talk about, you know.
Nice. Okay.
Well, you don't know if I'm talking about Coca-Cola or cocaine. Yeah. I mean,
Dave used to drink a lot of Coke.
Yes, you drink Coca-Cola and have sex. Yeah, wow, what an experience.
You don't even know, Mike.
You don't even know.
I was the Coke swigger.
I'm going 5 pints with the Alesmith. It's delicious, and yes, there's... And I was trying to think. I'm like, oh, I know I've had other Imperial Stouts that were just so amazing, and I gave 5 pints to, you know, but this one is amazing in its own way, and yes, the smoothness, it's not too overly coffee, it's an amazing balance of sweetness and bitterness.
You hit it right there, Toby, the balance of the coffee on this.
Yeah, it's just right.
The balance of the beer in general is what makes that.
I mean, it's
right.
Even though it is 11, it has
the ultimate coffee and the ultimate stout infused.
Not only that, but right. I mean, this is a hell of a lot of alcohol too. I mean, this is 11%. You know, 12%.
12%. Yeah,
and it's not burning your throat. It's not alcoholic.
No.
I mean, they balance the alcohol.
I want another one.
They balance the beer right. They balance the coffee right. I mean, this thing.
We didn't talk about this during the fermentation, but when was this brewed? Because this is coming up on a year, right?
It's probably
Damn. Alesmith?
Yeah.
If I dig through my emails, I might be able to find.
Because you brought it to the barbecue last year, which was in April of 2013. So by then it was at least a month old, I want to say. So it's probably coming up on a year. So, you know, whatever. I mean, I've seen people untapping it within the last couple of days. So I think a year is good for this beer, you know, and longer probably still be good. But anyway, 5 pints. Amazing beer. Awesome. Wish I had another one. Thank you, Crazy Dave, for hooking me up.
You're welcome.
Oh, you big time. I did not have the De Molen, but sounds to me like you guys really enjoyed it.
New England beer.
You know, and the De Molen is actually pretty readily available. It's really easy to find, too. If you look at it, it's a plain white label, and in big letters from the top, it says Kopi Luwak. You really can't miss it. It stands out from all the other beers.
Let's wrap this up. Let's do some shout-outs.
January 15th, you'll be able to purchase 4 tickets for 4 bottles of the... Nope.
Okay.
Different beer.
The Kopi Luwak Speedway Stout came out on Sunday, March 10th.
March 10th. There we go. There's the next one. Because they're actually coming up with an old numbskull, too. Barrel-aged numbskull.
No, and Mike, you're looking at the
Vietnamese coffee one.
I have that,
by
the way. I have 3 bottles of that.
I have a bottle of that, too, that you gave me.
I have... Yeah, I bought... Did I buy 4?
I think you got... Yeah, I don't know. You gave me one. I still have it.
Yeah. So I got...
Can't wait to try it. So let's do some shout-outs. Let me start off. I want to give a shout-out to Tigress K on Reddit, Ryan Good, Derek, Eric D, Beers I Drank, Shane... And of course, the Gasthaus and Goza Brewery by Richard Bonhoff.
Sure, we butchered it, but it's okay because they still love us.
Yes.
They're not freaking German trolls.
Well, I got a few shout outs too. I want to say, you know, what up to Malt Porter. He toasted us on the Geysers of Goza. Also, Gino Kenny, man, this guy hits me every single time I hit a beer without fail. So I got to give a shout out to this guy. Also, big shout out to Winston's Beach Club. I went there this weekend to see a cover band play, and I was checking in beers, and they were hitting me back on Twitter, you know. So I was like, you know what? What up, guys? Good, you know, good social media networking and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, Philip M. Also, Ben Bauman has also been toasting me, as well as Jamie Y. So what up, y'all?
I want to give a big shout out to Richie Cole, aka owner operator of Gemini Lounge.
Nice.
Also, Beer Coaster Chris for sending the Yeti photo. Gotta love it. Maybe one of these times we'll get him to come on the show and have a beer with us. Also, want to thank Philip M.
Wait, I thought Chris was a Yeti.
He's a descendant of the of the Yeti, the North American Yeti.
Right. I also want to thank Sergeant Frenchie.
Sergeant Frenchie.
Yep, and Coaster News, Beer Basis, Beer Exchange, Artisan Beer Depot, Backstreet Brewery, and the Roaming Pint.
Oh, and also check out Craft Beer Hound. They're doing an Indiegogo thing right now. If you want to contribute some money to it, you can win some cool swag. So go to craftbeerhound.com. Check that out.
I also want to give a shout out to Brian Golot for sending the negative backwash. And
yeah,
and the reason why is because I think it really fuels some fun and interesting comments, you know, to the contrary,
yeah.
Or to be able to kind of to be able to have a little bit of input or a little background into, you know, to what we do, and to kind of I don't know, I think it makes it kind of fun to kind of lash out a wee bit, but
yeah.
It's still
or just to hear what
jest.
People think of
because
what we're
here,
doing.
I mean, the bottom line is Brian he's obviously a craft beer fan as well,
and he loves the Goza. I mean, he's a defender of the Goza.
And, yeah, defender of the Goza. I like that. That's a
I
nice
mean,
ring
he's
to
defended it to the point that he doesn't want our unsophisticated palates even coming near.
Right. Like,
yeah.
Like we don't even deserve to try these
yes, we
these
are
German
not worthy.
Beers. Yeah.
You know, maybe we are, maybe we're not. But, you know, we're just out here exactly. Trying to drink some beer and talk about it and have some good times.
And we enjoy all different styles of beer from all different countries, even though we do... you know, mostly American craft beer. So
hey,
he is
Brian,
still, you know, he's still a craft beer brother. So I want to give him a shout out.
You know, we may fight with him just like we do with the rest of our families, you know, at Christmas and Thanksgiving or whatever. You know, but hey, Brian, if you got some beers that you want to throw our way, we'll be happy to try them out too.
Yeah.
And I believe that he's a fan of one of the Firestone beers as well, which I think we've probably done on the show. If you look at some of our older shows, you'll probably see that we've done probably quite a few that you'd be a fan of as well, and that we pronounce correctly. So check us out.
Yeah. Or not. I want to give a quick shout out to Greg and OC. Check out his Ferk Fest. He's a
Ferk
he's a part of. Yeah, check out the Ferk Fest.
Is that
Ferkin
and the Gherkin?
Ferk
on Facebook. It's coming up in March. It's a Ferkin festival. It's a Ferkin festival in the OC. So if you're in Orange County, California, in March,
all these Ferkin beer festivals.
Then check out Ferk Fest on Facebook.
25 social brewers, SoCal brewers from noon to four for Fest.com.
Yeah, awesome. I might be there. I just might be there.
Really?
And we're trying to get Crazy Dave to go too.
Okay.
So.
Well, that's news to me, but you know, we'll see what we can do.
All right.
There
you go, folks. Thanks for checking out the show. Thanks for checking us out on YouTube and all that stuff. Don't forget to check us out next week. I don't even know what we're doing next week, but hey,
we'll be doing something here.
Reminder to all of our listeners, this is your show.
We're just drinking.
www.beercoasterspodcast.com, iTunes, Facebook, Twitter,
Google Plus.
All that fancy schmancy stuff.
Buy some swag on Cafe Press. Cheers.
Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, f*** you guys and your right high school vault.
That's right. We didn't chase the dragon. We chased the weasel, bitches.
What the hell do Germans know about beer anyways?
Yes, you drink Coca-Cola and have sex. Yeah, wow, what an experience.
Does somebody say a frappuccino? I am the great Kamil Rock!
Are we talking over you? Yes, we are.
Damn it, Dave.